At North Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio. I am merely Mike Sam, and the incredible John Ray is sitting across from me. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike. I think you're more than merely, though, right?
I'm just merely.
I think you're, like, magnificent.
Well, thank you, sir.
How about that?
I'll take that. I'll take anything I can get this morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We're doing better than our producer, Trey, aren't we?
We are. We are.
A little under the weather.
He's under the weather. He's tweeting. We're talking.
We're going to, you know, we keep our shows timeless because people listen to these shows throughout the year, but we are doing the broadcast live on the Tuesday following a big weekend for Atlanta sports fans. Falcons are going to the Super Bowl, and that's kind of been the buzz and talk around town all week.
Rise up.
So hopefully in a couple of weeks when we do our show then, we'll have a Super Bowl champion here in Atlanta. But we do have some champion businesses that we want to share with you today. Joining us on the program from the Wolf Law Firm, we have Mindy Wolf from NextGen, Crosby Olinto, and from Telesales, Sherry Wheat is here in the studio with us. And we're going to start the program with Mindy Wolf from the Wolf Law Firm. Good morning, Mindy.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
We're doing well. Well, tell us all about your law firm, how long you've been in business, and the types of law that you practice.
Well, Mike, I've been a lawyer since 2000, so I'm a millennial product. I've been practicing in different areas. I started out trying to do insurance defense work because I was an insurance adjuster, a big bad adjuster for about 17 years. But that wasn't a good fit anymore. So I started representing plaintiffs, and I didn't care for that either. But I do care for small businesses because I'm a product of small businesses. My dad, my uncles, some cousins, they're all over the map in small business. They're entrepreneurs.
Well, you're in the right place when it comes to small business because we talked as business owners and entrepreneurs and so forth. You said your dad was a small business owner, but what is it that you really enjoy most about what you do every day?
I love setting up small businesses and I love helping them grow. And I do that regularly. I'd say it's something I'm passionate about.
So let's get into some aspects about starting up a small business, Mindy. So one of the questions that I think is out there a lot for folks is, you know, why does a single member LLC need an operating agreement, right? Why, if I'm a solo entrepreneur, why can't I just register with the state and go and get in business?
You can, but you've heard of piercing the corporate veil. It's so easy to get to a single member LLC's personal assets. An operating agreement helps strengthen the wall between your business and personal self. It sets your rules for doing business so anybody outside can see that you, as an individual, are not your business.
So it's really making your business a little more solid in terms of the way it's set up from a legal point of view, so that it's not, I hate to say, you know, people maybe see it as just a sham to avoid that liability.
That's correct? The perception. Yes.
Okay. Cool. So I know another area you're involved in is helping business owners after they win their cases in terms of enforcing a court decision. Talk about that.
Just because you win in court and the judge says you should get X amount of dollars doesn't mean the other party is going to just stand right there and write you a check. Doesn't happen. I've been very good at getting garnishments on bank accounts and on paychecks, because people who win in court deserve to get what the court or what the judge has ordered. Right now, I have a client, an out-of-state client, who had about a $100,000 judgment against a tenant that disappeared without paying. And we're down to the last $23,000. I filed a garnishment against their bank. And so far, nobody's traversed it or said that they disagree with it. So I should be collecting the balance very soon for these clients. And they're a school district out west.
I gotcha. Well, that's great. How does a client interact with you as far as, do you have set fees? Do you work by the hour? Because I know different firms kind of bill differently. Does it depend on, you know, what they need? I mean, if they just need to incorporate, for example, is that just a set fee? And I guess if you got to chase somebody down for money or garnishment, as you talked about, that might be a different situation. How does it work?
Well, I set my fees. I fix them so that my clients pay me. They pay me once and we do the job from soup to nuts. And they like that. For me, what makes it worthwhile is that I get paid upfront and then I do the work. I get everything I need at the time I get the money so I can do the work. Yes, and I do incorporations and creation of LLCs on a fixed fee basis. I think that every business deserves some help setting up properly to eliminate or minimize any legal exposure they may have.
Now, and we're talking with Mindy Wolf with Wolf Law Firm. How long have you had the firm again, Mindy?
I've been practicing on my own on and off since 2006. I had an occasional law partner, but I've always practiced in the same way and tried to get small business.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you, so are you working with a partner now or you're by yourself now?
Right now I'm working by myself.
So when they hire the law, you know, the Wolf Law Firm, they're getting Mindy Wolf.
They are. And occasionally they're getting other experts because I have a great bullpen of other attorneys and professionals on whom I can draw from their experience and to whom I can refer my clients when it's not my cup of tea.
Gotcha. Now, you're based in Roswell.
I am.
How far does your clientele go? I mean, what areas do you prefer to serve?
I serve the Northern Arc. I'd say from the perimeter out across to Gwinnett County and in the other direction out towards Marietta. East Cobb, I guess I'd call it. And then I hit probably north to about Cumming.
Okay.
That's my desired territory, although I would not say no to business from elsewhere.
Well, and now that you're on Business Radio X, your territory is wider than that because we go all over the world. But now we were talking before the show, Mindy, and you said something that piqued my interest. You said law is not a spectator sport, or you don't treat it that way. So explain to me again what that means, and to our listeners what that means.
Well, I say that it's not a spectator sport because my clients often participate in their own legal matters. Everybody's budget has its constraints, and some of the businesses starting up are starting out so small they want to do as much as they can they want to do as much as they can themselves and then trust me to take them over the edge to protect their companies. So if they want to go on the Secretary of State's website and think they can do it correctly themselves, they can go ahead and do that, and I'll do the back-end work for them to solidify that wall between personal and professional.
So, Mindy, talk about We've talked about a few different legal matters that you deal with, but talk about the small business clients that are particularly good fits for you, maybe the kind of verticals you work with, that kind of thing.
I work with a lot of small business people who have a number of interests and a lot of different businesses, surprisingly. And for them, I help them keep their businesses separate from one another, and I help them get the services they need for each of their various specialties. It's sometimes hard to do because there's sometimes overlap. One of my clients is a musician who produces and writes and performs and has a studio that he also lets other musicians use. So he's got a lot of interests to keep separate, and I help him with that.
So nobody's too big, nobody's too small for your law firm.
At this point, I'd have to agree.
Yeah, there you go. Is there anything else that you want to talk about before we give all your contact information for those that want to maybe look into your services?
I think we've covered a lot. I'd like to leave a little to the imagination, but I can say that small businesses start with me. And I say that because I form them, but when they have a question dancing in their head and they're afraid to call a lawyer because they're going to start the clock, they should know that until we agree on a flat fee or how I will be compensated, I'm talking to you. I'm not running a clock and I'm not setting the fee. So I like my clients or any potential clients to call me first, because if I can help them, I will. If I can't help them, I will point them at somebody who can help them.
That's a great way to start a relationship. All right, Mindy Wolf with Wolf Law Firm. For those that would like to find out more, look into your services, reach out to you. Give us any information you'd like to share, including a website.
Well, I'll start with my address. I'm at 760 Old Roswell Road, and that's in Roswell, Georgia. I'm in Suite 120, but all you have to do is ask for me by name at the receptionist. And my phone number, the best number to reach me at, is 770-366-5468. And right now, you can find my website at www.wolflawgroupga.com, but that's changing to wolflawfirmga.com.
Okay.
The transition is not yet complete, so please give me a call. If I can't take your call immediately, I will call you back as soon as I can.
Great.
Promise.
Right, Mindy, thank you so much for coming on and talking about your practice and continued success.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mindy Wolf with the Wolf Law Firm here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Mike Faratek has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offering outstanding customer service. Faratek offers a 100% guarantee on all Faratek products, so you know we stand behind our quality. For more information, visit faratech.com. That's FARRATECH.com. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And a big thank you to Faratech for their support of Business Radio X. All right, our next guest here on North Fulton Business Radio comes to us from NextGen, and that's NextGen with a capital N, capital X, capital G, capital E, capital N. NextGen, Crosby Olinto is with the company. And Crosby, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning. I understand NextGen's a global leader in the electronic payments business. Yeah. Break that down for us. What does that mean?
So what we do is we process your credit card payments for small businesses. We do that for credit cards and for ACH payments for mostly business-to-business clients. We are global. We process throughout North America, which includes Mexico, and in 13 European countries.
What got you involved, Crosby, in the merchant account business?
Yeah, it's a funny story, or not so funny. I've got 35 to 40 years in financial advisory practices. Been for a large part of that time in banking. In 2003, I had this great idea to start my own practice. And it was a great idea, but the timing was kind of off a little bit because 5 years later, we ended up getting slapped pretty hard. I looked for ways to keep my clients, the ones that I retained, to make them sticky, and I ran into NextGen and started introducing them to NextGen. It worked so well. They were so pleased with the savings and the service that they received that they started referring me to other merchants. I decided that if it's going to work, if I wanted to do this, that I ought to do it on a wholesale basis. So I put together a partnership with Delta Community Credit Union, which kind of kicked off my business. So we're the sole merchant service provider for any member, business member, Delta Community Credit Union. And it's grown from there. And it's been wonderful.
So Crosby, business owners have a, you know, I think maybe a love-hate relationship with their merchant accounts.
I think that's wrong. I think it's a hate-hate. Yeah.
Well, they like it when they collect the money out of it, right?
Sure.
But everything up until then can be a little annoying maybe, and it's hard to understand. So talk about some of those challenges that business owners have and how you address them.
Right. So I think business owners are constantly bombarded. I have a daughter who has a dental practice, and she tells me 2 to 3 times a day by merchant service providers. Not only are they bombarded, but they're told stories that maybe are a little bit less than truthful. So the industry, because of that, has quite a dark pall over it. With NextGen, I think the thing that really has helped me is that as I have done all my career in the financial services industry, as well as merchant services industry, is I'm very honest. I present what I'm going to do, and I do it. With NextGen, we're extremely transparent, so you can see what you get, and there's no question that we're fulfilling what we do. And the service is impeccable. I don't set you up with a merchant account and walk. I'm there to watch you grow and to help you adjust to your needs.
I'm a business owner. I'm getting those calls day after day, all day, every day from all around the country, right?
Right.
So what do you tell a business owner? Sometimes some business owners would rather just stick with the devil they know, as the old saying goes, as opposed to move, even if they're promised, you know, better service, lower rates. So you've obviously been successful. Why do people come to you?
So, firstly, because everybody I meet is on a referral basis. So I come in as a trusted provider. But more than that, it's that the majority of the business people I meet don't know what they're paying or what they're getting from their merchant service provider. And so with that, it is always, I believe, a good idea for somebody who owns a small business and is accepting electronic payments to check every once in a while and see what they're really paying, what it costs. There are times when I look at statements from other providers that I can't read them. And I've been in the business now for 5-6 years, and I don't know what they say, and I have to pull in other experts to help me decipher these statements. So check up periodically, even if it's my client checking up on me, because I do checkups for them. It is always a great idea. Know what you're getting, the type of service, the type of technology you're using could be way out of date, and your provider just hasn't bothered to come by and talk to you about it.
We're talking with Crosby Olinta with NextGen here on North Fulton Business Radio. What do you say to that that business owner that says, well, I'll just do it myself. I get the little, card thingamajig that I can plug into my phone and swipe it through my phone. How do you compete with that?
That's a great question. For some business owners, that's a good solution. And if it is, I tell them that. For others, it's not a good solution, because most of those companies that do that, you don't have your own account. You're using that company's account, and therefore, you don't get very good service. They're often one of the bigger names in the industry will often capture proceeds of your transactions because of some suspicion somewhere. I have a merchant down in South Florida who has $60,000 locked up with that company for the last 6 months and can't get it. So there's some pitfalls to them, but again, they are right for the right person.
One of the things that's kind of new when it comes to credit cards and things like that is the thing with the chip now. Yeah. Where you don't swipe it, but you stick it in and it reads the chip. Has that affected your industry at all?
Well, that became really effective in October of 2015. Between October 2015 and October 2016, the industry was on its head. It was a very difficult transition. I remember back in the financial services days when 2000, the Y2K transition, we thought that was going to be a horrible event, right? Well, no. The transition to chip technology was worse. And so now it's smoothing itself out. I wouldn't say it's there yet. Everybody that takes credit cards really needs to be able to take the chip because of the quote-unquote liability shift that came about in October 15. I have a good client down in South Georgia. He's in the truck parts business, and he lost $6,000 on a transaction that he took because of the chip. He didn't read the chip. He didn't want to make the transition. Because he didn't read the chip, the person charged back, if you will, said it was a fraudulent transaction. It wasn't. He got his engine. But he charged it back, and the merchant was out $6,000 and had nothing to say about it. So the chip technology is, it's for a good purpose. Everybody that takes credit cards needs to be able to read the chip. Protect yourself.
Yeah, you got my attention on that $6,000 loss. So it's really the chip card is not just about protecting the person carrying the card. It's about protecting the merchant as well, is what I'm hearing you say, which is something you don't hear about maybe in the press.
Right, you don't. Really, this is maybe unpopular to say, but it's a way for the banks to shift losses to the merchant.
Oh, I'm shocked to hear that.
Yeah, I know, I know. But it is very important.
Yeah, so everybody's got to look out for themselves, and this is one case where you've really got to investigate what's going on out there in the industry. So another aspect of that we hear this buzzword about PCI compliance. So yeah. Talk about that. Why is that really necessary? What's your take on PCI compliance?
Well, everybody loves to hate PCI compliance. PCI compliance, for those that don't know, is an exercise that every merchant who takes credit cards has to go through. It's a standard set by the Credit Card Association, and it is to verify that you are handling merchant or individuals' credit card data securely. There's a questionnaire that's completed and a scan that is done of your internet connection. That scan is looking for ports that are open where bad guys can come in and steal data. People scoff at it. I'm never going to get hacked. I'm never going to get breached. Why am I paying this fee? Well, I received a letter about 6 months ago from one of the prominent orthopedic practices here in Atlanta who was breached. And they got my credit card data and my personal information along with my wife's and everybody else's that went to that practice. So it's a big practice. It does happen. The PCI compliance, if you're compliant, it carries with it what they call breach reimbursement, so that if you're unfortunate enough for all the planets and the stars to line up and that you do get breached, that breach reimbursement will cover the majority, if not all, of your losses. So PCI compliance is very important.
We're speaking with Crosby Olinto with NextGen. And Crosby, talk a little bit about just generally what a business owner can do to reduce their merchant processing costs.
Sure. So the first thing you can do is to reach out to somebody in my business, and preferably me, but reach out and have that checkup done. See what you're paying. Understand what you're paying. You know, my business, we run on margins that are unheard of. My gross margin or gross revenue from a typical client is about 25 basis points, a quarter of 1%. If you ask anybody who's in small business if they could operate on a quarter of a percent gross, nobody could do that. But that is what my standard is, a quarter of 1%. You'll find because of that, because that's an industry mean right now, that there are a lot of companies that will go in and they will come in and take advantage of the business owner. So that's the first thing. The other thing that can be done is for business-to-business customers, I have a product that is fairly unique and exclusive to my processor that allows them to, within compliance, surcharge customers for their credit card transactions. So in other words, if I go into a business and I charge $100, that business can put a 3.5% surcharge on my credit card transaction. So that's going to cost me $103.50 instead of $100. That is a reasonable charge. Small businesses, especially in business to business where they're using accepting credit cards that have high costs on them, small business cannot continue to absorb those costs. They're going to pass that cost back on to their customer one way or the other. The best way to do it is to do it transparently through a surcharging program. There are a lot of requirements to do that, and we take care of all the registration with the card association and all that. So it is something that can, for a business-to-business customer, eliminate their credit card cost.
All right, Crosby, for those businesses that would like to maybe have a conversation with you, because I'm assuming it doesn't cost anything to have a conversation, maybe, Absolutely. Hey, I want to compare my rates to see what you offer. For those that would like to have that conversation, how can they find out more? How can they get in touch with you?
Very good. So the best way to get me is either on my phone. My phone number is 404-290-8900 or at COLINTO at teamnextgen.com. You can also go to nextgen.com. There's an area on the website where you can leave a message or a request, and you can request to have me contact you there.
All right. And go ahead and spell NextGen.
Yeah, thank you. It's NXGEN.
So we started the interview with me spelling it, ended with Crosby spelling it.
You end up passing the spelling test.
Yes, I did. I think there's a couple of vowels missing or something, but other than that, I think we're doing okay.
You did better than I would have done.
Crosby, thank you so much for coming on in.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike, Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
And of course, we're doing our show from the Roswell Infinity studio. And earlier during the broadcast, while we were on the air, we had some food delivered by choices2you.com. And we love Tom and all the folks there at choices2you.com. If you're tired of pizza delivery time after time after time, and you actually want some food delivered, the weather's awful, or it's getting cold outside, or you just don't want to get in your car because you're in your jammies, because, you know, we know John, you just hang around your house in your jammies all the time.
Oh, that's right. In my smoking jacket, right?
There you go. And you don't even smoke a pipe, which is amazing.
Yes.
Just go to choices2you.com. They got tons of restaurants there. The menus are all online. You can pick your favorite restaurant and have that food delivered right to your front doorstep by choices2you.com. And today they brought us food from Hooligans, which is sports, food, and drinks. 8440 Holcomb Bridge Road in Roswell, Hooligans. And I haven't had a chance to look and see what they brought today, but it smells delicious. I know they got some great food.
It smells great. And I know they've got some great burgers. They've got tacos. They've got, I don't know what choices to you brought us, but they've got quite a list of great items on their menu.
They even got steak here. I'm looking at one of their menus. They got steak.
Steak. They've got a great salmon sandwich as well. So,
street tacos.
So it looks like there's something for everybody at Hooligans.
Can't wait to dig my teeth into what Hooligans brought for us today. So thanks to Hooligans, 8440 Holcomb Bridge Road in Roswell. Check them out. And thanks to Choices to You. .com. All right. Before we get to the food, though, we've got one more guest. Sherry Wheat from Telesales is here in the Roswell Infinity studio. And Sherry, welcome to the program. And tell us all about Telesales and what you do.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are an inside sales team. We work with small businesses that want to grow. And their sales team is adverse to getting on the phones and calling. So we've been doing this for 19 years. And we also collaborate with other marketing experts because, as you all know, marketing and sales is shifty out there these days. You've got to be very clever about how you go about generating new business. So that's our focus. And we're working with small businesses on a regular basis, business to business for the most part. So
let me make sure I got this right. So if I have a company and I'm selling a service or a product or whatever, and we have this cold call reluctance, or we just don't want to call people, we actually just give you the information and you actually become our quote unquote sales staff?
Yes, absolutely. We have lots of companies that do that. So we'll go through a process of becoming an extension of your office so that we're representing you accurately. Typically, our clients like to give us business lists of contacts that they want us to contact for them. If they don't have lists, we have list providers. We can generate lists as well. And so companies turn us on and turn us off based on what their needs are. And we've got one company right now we're working with that came back after 3 or 4 years. They want to initiate another program similar to what they did before. And we've got other companies that will work with us 3 or 4 or 5 times a year. And then we've got other companies that work with us on a monthly basis.
How big can your staff be? I mean, if I want 5 people making calls, if I want 100 people making calls, is there kind of some limits?
Yeah, probably. We are not a call center, so we don't have all of that racket in the background. So the largest team that I've put together was 25 people. Recently, I put together a team of 10 to do the calling. Very often, we've got 1 to 2 people calling on a program, and they are consistently working on that program. So,
And how does that work? Are they paid by just a fee by the number of people making calls or by the business they generate? How do you typically do that?
Well, that's a great question.
I only ask great questions, by the way.
You do. We typically sell based on block of time that our clients are buying from us. So if you give me a list of 300 businesses that you want us to call on, that's a small calling program for us. Typically can be done in a month, 2 months, depending on your ability to respond to those 300 needs. So we may only have one or two people on that campaign. But let's say you've got 14,000 people that you want us to call on. We can do that as well. And we were working in a database that size this fall. So,
wow. We're speaking with Sherry Wheat, and Sherry's with Telesales, Inc. Sherry, talk about the way you work with customers and kind of how you figure out what the best campaign is for them. Because one of the things that I've heard you talk about is that maybe what the objectives a business have don't really necessarily start with a cold calling campaign. So talk about that.
Exactly right. As I said, we've got to be much more creative in terms of our marketing and sales. And so there are times when direct mail is a great way to start. I know that's an old technology, but guess what? Nobody's using it anymore. And they're beginning to, and that separates you and differentiates you from your competition. We could be doing direct mail. We could be doing email. There are different ways that we might initiate contact. And then there might be multiple messages that we are delivering. And then a call may come in between a direct mail piece or an email. It could start the campaign, and then we're emailing and direct mailing afterward. It just depends on the client. And typically, we are calling B2B, but there are times when we are calling consumers if they're existing customers. A prospect I met with yesterday, it's not a telephone event for her. It's really, targeting groups that we can go after and potentially advertising and generating inbound leads for her. We also do inbound lead follow-up. So we've got to be creative. And there's so much at our fingertips to use. And more recently, I'm starting to collaborate with other marketing specialists that are using these 6,000 tools out there that are available to us. And the question is, which tool do you choose? We've heard recently that prospects require up to 18 touches. Used to be 7. 18 touches. Well, how do you touch people 18 times before they buy from you? So, those are some of the issues that we try to have fun with and be creative and come up with, different and differentiating ideas.
So part of what somebody needs to do is have a conversation with you about maybe what the issue is, what the problem is, and then what the most effective approach
yes.
Is to it. So, but it's more than sales. I think you work with clients where you're trying to increase the engagement that they have with their end users and clients, what have you. Talk a little bit about that. Maybe give an example.
Let's see. An example would be, this is actually a residential calling campaign we've been doing with a client over the last year. He is a coach. He works with families that are looking for collegiate scholarships for their high school students that are high in athletics and high in academics. And they fill out an online profile, which he qualifies, and then he would give us those profiles to go to a deeper level of qualification and setting up appointments for him around the state. So did that answer your question?
Yeah, that's okay. Yes.
That's a great example of, you know, yes, we were calling residential, but they were self-selected and looking for the services.
Yeah,
that we were representing.
Now, and you, I think you mentioned off the air a dealership that you were working with or somebody that was trying to engage a dealership network.
Yeah. So we're working with a well-known company that provides power equipment and marine equipment. And we're calling their dealers around the country right now because they've updated their website. And this is a website that all the dealers want because, you know, all the products and services are there and they can essentially order on through that website. So we're calling, let's see, we've called about 400 dealers around the country right now. And I guess we've got some more to be calling as well. And we're actually closing deals over the phone as well as directing them to our client. And that's, we don't do that normally because typically my client wants to do their own closing. They just want us to generate leads and set appointments for them. So get them in the door.
Good stuff. So I have to ask, get back to the Mike asked about how you started your business. And you've got a great story about that really kind of involves finding your passion. You mind telling that story?
Yeah. So I had a gal in an advertising company call us. This was 19 years ago. And her words were, "I've talked to 10 other agencies and nobody will do this for us. Will you? And this is what we want you to do." And I said, "Okay, tell me what the problem is and what your needs are." And they were looking for broadcast faxing. They were looking for a lot of data that needed to be collected from insurance agencies on a state-by-state basis, the names of the insurance agents, the shoe size of the president of the insurance company. We had to put it in a specific software. I'd never heard of the software. It was called Telemagic. And my response to her was, "Well, let me talk to my team and then I'll get back to you." And she said, "Fine." And we hung up the phone and I literally got down on the floor and started sweating because I didn't know anything about broadcast faxing.
You literally got on the floor.
I sat on the floor.
I'm picturing this right now.
Because I had lied to this woman. I totally lied. This is how I started my business. I this was before broadcast faxing was really underway. I'd never heard of Telemagic before. And she wanted all this data collection to go into Telemagic. So I thought, God, I'm going to have to call her back and eat crow. And I thought, but let me make one phone call. So I called a gal that was in technology and she said, she was representing the largest broadcast faxing company in the country. So I could check that off. And she knew a guy that had worked in Telemagic that was consulting now, and he would love to work with me. And so I met him. So we met, we put the project together, we called the gal from the advertising company back. She checked us off, we met with the client, and we sold them. We worked with them for 3.5 years building this.
You know what that's called? Fake it till you make it.
That's exactly.
And you did it.
Yeah, she didn't lie.
That's
you just started my business. You just had to put the pieces together,
that's
right?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you made it. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Just look
very
at
much.
You now, all these years later.
I know. Still going at it.
Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? How big do you plan to get?
Oh, my gosh. Well, in 5 years from now, I don't want to be working as hard as I've got some companies I'm working with where we're actually investing in residual income, so it's a little bit different. We like residual income, and much of what we do is project-based, so changing sort of how we do what we do and upgrading our business right now, upgrading the website, all that kind of good stuff.
Well, with technology, 5 years from now, you could be on a beach somewhere and still be doing your work there.
Well, that's true. And actually, I do have that in mind.
There
to be
you go.
Doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a pretty good goal. Well, for those companies that have been listening that would like to find out more about telesales and look into your services and maybe hire you guys out, where can they get some more information?
Yeah, the best way to reach me is on my cell, 404-915-9264. Our website is telesalesatlanta, spelled out, .com. My email is Sherry, Sherry, at telesalesatlanta.com.
Great. Well, thank you for coming in, sharing your story, and we wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
All right. Sherry Wheat from Telesales here on North Fulton Business Radio. Big thank you again to our guest, Sherry from Telesales, Mindy from the Wolf Law Firm, and Crosby from NextGen for joining us here on the program. Of course, thank you to John Ray as well. John, any final words before we say our goodbyes and dig into the food from Hooligans at 8440 Holcomb Bridge Road in Roswell?
Mike, I'm just glad that the term hooligans comes up and it doesn't apply to you or me, right? I mean,
right.
So I'm glad that applies to food and what we're about to enjoy courtesy of choices to you.
That's right. We're good people. All right. For everybody involved, including our producer, Trey Odom, I'm Mike Salmon, and we shall see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.